愿众们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主给我们早晨能够再一次这样子的聚会。
We thank the Lord that we can come this morning to this meeting。
我记得我很久以前也在第一堂有过分享。
I believe that I have shared in the first meeting before a long time ago。
因为在第一堂，我总是觉得是特别为着年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
I feel that the first meeting is often for the young people。
所以我总是从这方面来思想的。
And so that's how I've been meditating from this perspective。
过去我曾经在这里和弟兄姊妹们交通过这个童年的这个少年的这个大卫。
And in the past I've shared about David when he was a youth。
那么今天早晨我要来从另外一个人身上有一点的学习。
And so today we'll share about another saint。
所以早晨我们愿意来看一个小孩子他在神面前的学习。
And so we want to take a look at a young child and his learning before the Lord。
请大家先翻到旧约的圣经撒母耳记上。
And let's take a look at 1 Samuel。
撒母耳记上第三章。
1 Samuel chapter 3。
第一节到第十节。
Verse 1 to 10。
撒母耳记上第三章第一节到第十节，请听我念。从此撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。一日，以利亚睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”就跑到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”那时撒母耳还没认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你又呼唤我，我在这里。”以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子，因此以利对撒母耳说：“你仍去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说耶和华，请说仆人静听。”撒母耳就去仍睡在原处。耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说：“撒母耳，撒母耳。”撒母耳回答说：“请说，仆人静听。”我们看第十九节。
Look at verse 19.
到第二十一节。
Till verse
21. 撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的一切，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别是巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将这些话默示撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。好，我们翻过来第二章，我们看一两处地方。
And we'll look at a few places in chapter 2.
我们看第二章的第二十一节的下半句。
And we'll take a look at the second half of chapter 2, verse 21.
那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。然后我们再看第二十六节。
And then we'll take a look at verse 26.
孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。好，最后我们再看第七章。
And finally we'll take a look at chapter 7.
第七章我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
约柜在基利耶林许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向耶和华。第五节。
Verse 5.
撒母耳说：“要是以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。”最后看十五节到十六节。
15-16.
撒母耳平生做以色列的士事，他每年巡行到伯特利基甲。米斯巴在这几处审判以色列人。我想我们圣经就读到这里，我们再一点祷告。
So we finish reading our passage here. Let us pray.
父神，谢谢你的恩典，让我们早晨又一次在你儿子的名下一同聚集在你的跟前。
Father, we thank you for this morning that by your grace we can come before the Lord Jesus.
我们十分的相信是你自己乐意把你自己的同在赏赐给我们。
We believe that you so willingly give us your presence.
也乐意向我们说话。
And you're so willing to speak to us.
因此我们恳求你自己照着你自己话的应许，再去写明你自己应许的同在和话语。
And that, Lord, as you reveal your promises to us, that you will show that you are the one who keeps his promises before us.
我们也仰望你赏赐给我们一个能听的耳朵、受教的心。
And that, Lord, may you give us an ear that can hear and a heart that's teachable.
让我们从你的仆人、从你所兴起的器皿身上能够有所学习。
That through your servant and through your vessel, that there would be some learning.
愿你早晨在向我们心说话。
And may you speak to our hearts.
荣耀归给你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
All the glory be unto you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 当我们读圣经的时候，我们看见神常常兴起他的仆人，他的器皿来为着他的工作。
And we can see that in God's word that he will often use a vessel or his servant to do his work.
但是一个人他能够被神所用，他有他一定的特性。
And so if a person is being used by the Lord, there is some special point about them.
也因为这个缘故，我们需要来注意到圣经里面所记载的这一些被神用的器皿。
And so because of this, and we want to see what's recorded in the Bible concerning those who have been used by the Lord.
因为他们实在是我们在跟随主在侍奉上面一个非常需要注意的一个榜样。
Because as we follow the Lord and serve him, these are some examples that we need to pay attention to.
当我们翻到这一个撒母耳的事情，
And so when we look at the events in Samuel,
虽然我们没有可能去把整个撒母耳的生平在这里有所分享，
even though we cannot share on the complete biography of Samuel,
但是我们很肯定的看见撒母耳他的成长却成为我们特别是年轻人一个非常重要的提醒和榜样。
But we can see that through the growth of Samuel that he is definitely a good example to us young people.
从圣经里面我们知道撒母耳所生长的地那个时代是个非常混乱的时代。
And so we know that in the era that Samuel grew up in, it was definitely a very chaotic one.
因为他那个时代乃是个世事的时代。
Because at the time of his growth, it was the time of the judges.
乃是一个非常叫人感觉到非常可怕的一个时代。
It was a very fearful time.
如果你回头你读到四世纪的时候，你就发现说在四世的日子里面是一个怎么样的一个日子。
And so if you look backwards, you can see that the time of the judges, what kind of days were they?
因为神的百姓没有以神为他们的王，他们个人任意而为。
And because there was no king among them, that they did whatever was right in their own eyes.
所以他们整个的生活都是放松的。
So their entire lives were let loose.
他们虽然也在那里好像侍奉神。
And so then, by appearance, it looks like they were serving the Lord.
但是基本上他们心完全不在神的面前。
But in reality, their hearts were not before the Lord.
大多数的时间，他们更是离开神去敬拜、侍奉那些外邦的神偶像。
Most of the time, they actually left the Lord to worship and serve the idols.
所以神常常把他们放在仇敌的手当中，管教他们。
So God often disciplined them by placing them into the hands of the enemy.
来到撒母耳的时间里面，也同样没有任何的改变。
And during the time when Samuel grew up, there was not much change.
并且有更加厉害的一种的情形的发生。
And yet there was even a greater circumstance that was occurring.
如果你按照时间来看的时候，来到撒母耳的时候，大概已经来到经过了12个这个世师的时间。
And so by the time you reach Samuel, we have reached 12 judges already.
而当时是以利来做以色列百姓的世师。
And at that time, it was Eli that was the priest.
来做以色列百姓的世师，也是做祭司。
And he was the priest and the judge.
当时这个以利，圣经给我们看见，同这个撒母耳在他面前来侍奉。
And so we can see that Samuel was serving before this judge Eli.
而当我们来读这段时间的历史的时候，我们知道说，在这个时间以利的光景是一个什么样的光景。
And so as we read these passages, we come to understand what sort of condition Eli was in.
因为就在以利这个本人来说，圣经告诉我们说，他眼目昏花，看不清分明。
Because at that time, Eli, his eyes were dim and he could not see clearly.
他并且呢是相当的这个软弱的时候。
And he was extremely weak at that time.
不止他身体软弱了，躺在那个，并且呢，他灵里面也是非常的软弱。
Not only was he weak in his body, but he was also very weak spiritually. And at that time, God had very little revelation given to Eli. And the entire household of Eli was awaiting God's judgment. And we can see that the sons of Eli were extremely wicked and corrupt before the Lord. And so that's through a vision that the Lord is showing them that their judgment is before them. But yet, despite these circumstances, the Lord still allowed Samuel to grow and serve him. This is not something that's easy for us to understand. And furthermore, that you can see Hannah was so willing to offer up his son to serve in the tabernacle. Which mother is willing to allow her son to serve in such a circumstance? We want to learn to serve the Lord in normal circumstances. That there are good spiritual elders and a good spiritual environment. And that God's children will have a normal Christian life. And then we think that this is the time that we can serve. But then looking at the circumstances during Samuel's time, that this is not the time for him to serve. And even at the time, where was the ark? And it would give a little bit of hope. And at the time for him to serve the Lord in the temple, it was already quite corrupt.
不去的话,也许就是我们的良心过不去,我们不能够到,不能不到神的面前去。
And so some people felt that if I don't come before the Lord, it would not pass my conscience.
因为这是律法上面的规定,
because these are the requirements of the law.
但是如果要去侍奉神的时候,又觉得非常的厌烦。
But if I come to serve the Lord, I'm quite unwilling.
特别当他们要去献祭的时候,看见了以利的两个儿子来了,他们是更加讨厌。
Especially when I come before the sons of Eli, I would feel so disgusted. And so the Eli's sons, whatever part of the sacrifice he wanted, they would take. And if they did not offer it to them, then they would take it. And so the people really detested bringing the sacrifices for the Lord. But at that time, God would raise up such a servant. So you can see that God is an amazing God. And for that, this very reason, God did not forget his people. And that through this time that he would work his great works. Sometimes we reach a point in our spiritual condition where we do not see any hope anymore.
对我们自己,对周围的环境,有些时候人会看见大体上叫人失望的时候。
And towards ourselves or towards the general body, we feel great disappointment.
人要侍奉的心常常都非常的脆弱。
And even our heart of service is very fragile.
但是我们不要忘记,神没有丢弃。
But we cannot forget that God has not forgotten those whom he has chosen. And we cannot forget that God continuously does what he needs to do for his
will.
The question is, in such dire circumstances, will there be a servant who will stand up for the Lord? If there is someone who is willing, then God has a way. And if it's such a case, then people before God will receive grace. So you can see that in these circumstances that God works in his hidden ways.
他预备他的器皿,
that he prepares his vessel. and that he works within Samuel's mother's heart.
让他在那里来明白神的心,
allowing her to understand the heart of God.
我们都知道撒母耳怎么来的?
And so how did Samuel come about?
撒母耳的名字就是从祷告而来的,
the name of Samuel means travailing by prayer.
是神听了他的祷告,
and it's because that God has heard his prayer.
然后把这个撒母耳给了这个女人,
that she then gave Samuel to this woman.
所以撒母耳母亲哈拿得了这个儿子, 她就把她儿子的名字改成撒母耳。
So Samuel's mother Hannah then gave her son the name Samuel.
意思说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
This is to mean that this is whom I obtained from the Lord after travailing in prayer.
她为什么从神那里求的这个儿子呢?
So how was she able to obtain the son?
从外面来说, 因为她一直都没有儿子。
Externally, she did not have any way that she could have son.
而她的丈夫另外一个妻子却生了一个又一个。
And yet her husband's wife was giving birth to another son. And so she felt very ashamed and she felt very sorrowful. And so at that time when a woman was barren, it was a very shameful thing. And so she prayed earnestly before the Lord. And she came before the temple to pray. And so as she prayed step by step, the Lord allowed her to see that this was not just for her needs,
那是为着神的需要,
but it was for God's needs.
所以你看你当她祷告的时候,
so you can see that when she was praying that there was a change in her.
她在神面前就许愿说,
and so she made a vow before the Lord that if God would give me a child, then I would consecrate him to
the Lord.
And so after she prayed, she heard
God.
And so God gave Samuel to her.
果然他就答应神的祷告，答应神的那个所赏赐给他的。
And so she received what God had blessed her with.
当这个撒母耳断了奶，大概五岁的左右，他就把他送到会幕的那里去。
And so after Samuel was weaned, he was sent when he was 5 years old to the tabernacle.
他没违背他在神面前的承诺。
He did not fail any of God's laws.
他把孩子放在神的面前。
Oh, she did not go back on her word, but she placed the child before the Lord.
没有对神说，你看看，假如现在送去的话，那的确是太可怜了。
She did not think that it is such a pity to send my son to the Lord.
我愿我的孩子终身侍奉你。
She was willing to allow her son to serve God for the rest of his life.
但是可不可以不在这个时候呢？
She did not say, oh, could it be not at this time?
她也没有说,你虽然给了我这个孩子,我给你,你能不能让我再生两个,我才把这个送出去呢?
And she did not say to God that, oh God, now you've given me this son, could you give me two more so that I can then send my son to serve you?
她从神那里得了祷告的答应,她的回应,她在神面前那个应许。
And so after her prayers are answered, then she maintained her vow before the Lord. And so she placed the child before God. And if God still blessed her and gave her more children
afterwards.
And so in this situation that Samuel was sent before Eli's
servant,
as in such circumstances, that Samuel learned how to serve God. And if you don't learn anything, well, he really didn't learn anything. But he received great grace from the Lord.
你看见说这一面是神的怜悯,
and you can see that God has such great mercy on his people.
另外一方面你也看见说是因着神在人的心里面做事情,
and on the other hand, you can see that God is working in the hearts of
men. 他把他的需要来启示给人,
that he revealed his needs to his people.
人来回应他的那个的要求,
and that people responded to his call.
在神面前祷告,
and so he prayed before the Lord. Today God has the same calling towards each of us. And that through, despite all these outward circumstances, he desires that we place our eyes upon him. So we can learn to touch upon what is it that God requires of us. And so certainly when we experience God's answers to our prayers.
但是更重要的是神让我们看见说我们的祷告是不是能够转过来更多注意神所要求的事情。
But the most important thing is, can our prayers turn towards God and pay attention to what He needs?
恐怕许多时候我们忘记了。
Perhaps often we have forgotten.
我们忘记了神有一个的要求。
That we forget that God has a call.
我们也忘记神在地上还在那里做事。
And that we forget that God is working in this earth.
而他做的事需要人与他同工。
And that when he works, he requires men to co-work with him.
虽然这个知识我们有了。
Even though this knowledge we have.
但是我们的动作没有。
But our actions does not show it.
我们没有真正来关心神的事。
So we do not truly care about God's
things.
And so we always pray according to our self-centered needs.
但是感谢神，神爱他的百姓也爱我们。
But we thank God that he loves his people and loves us.
所以他叫我们遇见一切的难处，要叫我们转我们心来到神的面前。
So he calls us to meet with many hardships so that our hearts can be turned towards him.
来注意神所要我们注意的。
To pay attention to what he wants us to pay attention to.
当我们有这样子一个转念的时候。
And so when we have come to this turning point.
你就看见神就在那工作。
And you can see that God is working.
神答应我们祷告，也就来满足他的要求。
And God answers our prayers so that he can fulfill his needs.
这就是撒母耳的开始的经历。
And so this is the beginning of Samuel's experience.
也就是神为什么把撒母耳给哈拿的缘故。
And this is the reason why God gave Samuel to Hannah.
因为神爱他的百姓。
Because God loves his people.
神用这个器皿来扭转整个的局面。
And so God is using this vessel to turn things around.
所以你看到撒母耳被神所兴起来。
And so you can see that God has raised up Samuel.
他不止在那里做作为一个的士师在那里来管理神的百姓。
And he's not just to be a judge to rule over the people.
圣经给我们看见说，撒母耳平生就在这些地方做士师审判以色列人。
And you can see that Samuel, in many areas, he has been judging the people of Israel.
他是神所兴起来一个最后的士师。
He is the last judge that God has raised up.
而同时呢，你也看见说，当神在那里不大说话的时候。
And during the time when there was no widespread revelation of the Lord,
神却用着撒母耳在那把神的话来传达给神的百姓。
Then God used Samuel to speak his words to his people.
神本来就是一位说话的神。
And God is a God who normally
speaks. 圣经前我们看见是从古以来神就一直在那里说话的。
And so the Bible tells us that from times past, God has been speaking to his people at various times.
那神说话是盼望人了解神的心意。
And when God speaks, he wants men to understand what is at his heart.
注意他要求的是什么。
And to pay attention to what is it that he needs.
而行在他的要求的当中。
And that we will walk according to his requirements.
但是到了一天神不说话。
But one day God does not speak.
最少神很少很少说话。
Or he rarely speaks.
因为这里说耶和华的言语稀少。
Because it says that the word of the Lord was rare in those days.
神不大说话。
So the Lord did not speak.
当然神的不大说话不是为着对着这个很多没有信主的人。
So it wasn't that God did not speak to those who did not believe in him.
而神是在神的百姓当中不大说话。
But it is among God's people that God does not speak much.
换句话说，人不大认识神。
In other words, the people did not know God anymore.
神如果不说话。
If God does not speak.
那你就不大认识神。
Then you're unable to know him.
神如果说话
if God speaks,
我们当然就了解
then we can truly understand.
但是神不大说话
but if God does not speak,
哎呀我们的确是不知道摸到哪里去了
then we do not know where to find him.
我们就觉得很模糊了
then we'll feel very confused.
我们就觉得好像四围都非常的危险了
then we'll feel that there are dangers all around us.
所以我们基督徒才会有一种的生活
So as Christians, we need to have a life.
就是要明白什么是神的旨意。
It's to understand what is the will of God.
我们要知道路怎么走。
Then we will know what path to go.
我们要知道神怎么带领我。
And then we will see how God leads.
而当我们怎么来寻求什么是神的旨意的时候。
And so as we seek the Lord as to what is his will.
当然离不开要得着神的话。
Of course, it cannot be separate from receiving His word. If God does not speak, then we cannot understand.
哎呀，我们就觉得非常的不安。
Then we'll feel very unpeaceful.
除非我们不跟随神。
Unless we do not follow.
除非你像以色列百姓一样任意而为。
Unless you did whatever was right in your eyes.
你喜欢做什么就做什么。
Then you do whatever you want.
不然的话，你会里面觉得非常不安。
Otherwise, you'll feel very unpeaceful.
不知道到底我应当怎么做。
And you will say, I don't know what to do.
我们总盼望神说话。
We hope that the Lord speaks.
但是为什么神不说话呢？
But why is it that God does not speak to us?
不是神不愿意说话。
It's not because he's not willing to.
那是人的光景不对。
It's because the condition of man is not right.
那是人在神面前根本没有存敬畏神的心。
And at that time, the people did not have a fearing heart towards the Lord.
也没有愿意去遵行神的话。
And they did not willingly obey the Lord.
所以神隐藏他的旨意。
So God hid himself.
神不大说话,
and God did not speak.
神不说话是一件很可怕的事情。
And so when God does not speak, it is a very fearful matter.
甚至给我们看见说,神不说话, 神的百姓不觉得可怕, 神自己说, 难道你们都不觉得可怕?
And so then when these people did not feel there was a fearful thing, that God actually said to them, how can you not find it fearful?
我们今天生活在这个时代里面,很多时候我们忘记了,我们需要神的话。
And so often we forget in these days that we need God's word.
但是神在那等候说,
but God says, you need to wait, says, I'm ready to speak.
可惜没有一个人愿意听神的话,
but yet there was no one willing to listen to the word of God.
所以神把他的话隐藏,
and so God hid his word.
神不大说话了,
and so he did not speak.
就是在这种光景当中,神竟然用着这个Samuel,
it's in these very conditions that God would raise up Samuel.
他重新在那里说话,
and that he would speak anew to Samuel. That God would use Samuel to be his prophet. And then we know that Samuel at this time, that even though there were no prophets, because the word of the Lord was rare, so there were very, very few prophets. They don't really understand. Or know what is it that God wants.
但是感谢神,
but we thank the Lord that he brought Samuel up.
不只让他做审判的,
and not only did he, was he a judge, but similarly, he was a prophet. The responsibility of a prophet is to speak for God. And so how could he speak for God?
听见神的话,
he heard God's word.
他看,
and he saw from God.
所以他就能够说,
then he was able to speak for God.
如果他没有听见神的话,
if he did not hear anything from God,
他就不能说了,
then he cannot speak.
如果他没有看见,
if he had not seen it,
他就不能发表了,
he cannot express it.
所以先知必须要先听见, 先看见,
so a prophet must be able to hear and see.
然后他能够传神的话,
and then he can then say God's word.
然后就叫神的话在那实行出来了,
and then allow God's word to fulfill itself.
而在那样子日子神兴起这个撒母耳来,
and in these days God has
taken
him up and placed him as a prophet.
并且他所说的每一句话, 句句都成就,
and to fulfill his word, every sentence that he spoke,
每一句话都没有落空了,
no word was fallen empty. And so people knew that God was among them. And you can see that the service of the judges, it was all corrupt. And the priests were all corrupt because they were supposed to teach the people. And the priests were supposed to bring these people before God, so that they can truly know God. But you can see that at that time, Eli and his two sons, no one received edification from them. So they did not understand how to serve the Lord. And God wants people to serve him, and to know how to serve him. But they have lost their place. They have not helped the people of God. But yet God rose Samuel up. And he became a judge before him. And at that time, the Lord says, I want to raise up a true judge and
priest,
a faithful judge. And so he said this about Samuel. And so Samuel was a priest, and he taught the people. He was a judge, and he judged the matters of the people. He was also a prophet, because he preached God's word. So you can see this entire picture in a mess, that through Samuel, that the Lord was able to correct the situation. In a very fearful condition, in a place where people were not able to meet God, and yet their relationship could be restored with God. And we can see that God was among his people. He always rose people up so that they could be turned around back to God. And so at this time that Samuel 你看见一切要被带到正常的里面, and that he was to place everything back in its correct form. And of course, many of the people had many weaknesses.
但是在这里最少你看这件事情,
but at least you can see this one thing.
有一个人把神的要求把准确的释放在哪里了,
and that someone was able to see what was it that God needed, and he placed it in the right way. Because God didn't forsake his people.
我们看见神在每一个时代的里面,
we see that God in any generation, he wants to obtain such people, and that he wants to do such a work. Because God wants those who belong to him to understand his heart, to walk in the path of truth. And he wants to obtain such vessels.
不做什么,
of course, Samuel is a very young person.
那里,
and he was only a young child.
他就被神得着了。Yet
he was obtained by the Lord. 然后他慢慢长大, and as he grew before the Lord, you can see more evidently that the Lord was obtaining him.
正常的情形,
this is the normal walk. And so that God was able to obtain a grown person.
但在非常的时期,
sorry,
特别的时期,
but in a special occasion,
神也特别做一点事情,
that God would do this work.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
这是一个很特殊的,
on one hand, it's very special.
但是另外一方面你也看见说,
but on the other hand, you can see
还不是年龄的问题,
that when God obtains someone to serve him, it's not an age issue,
乃是心态的问题,
but it is an attitude issue.
所以今天不在乎我们年轻,
so today it doesn't matter if we're very young,
乃在乎我们在神的面前的心是个什么样的心,
but what matters is our heart before the Lord.
尽管在人看我们非常的弱,
and so even if people see us being very weak,
我们年纪非常的小,
or if we're very young,
但是我们的心如果活在神面前正确的话,
but if our hearts are correct before the Lord,
你要看见神能够使用我们,
then you can see that God is able to use us.
所以保罗怎么对提摩太说呢?
So what did Paul say to Timothy?
他说不要叫人小看我们年轻,
he says that do not let anyone despise the youth,
总要在言语行为信心爱心上做众人的榜样,
but let your conduct be worthy of being an example before everybody.
神常常在那里提醒我们,
and so God always reminds us
人需要活在他的面前或者正确,
that people need to live before him.
那你就看见神就能够使用,
then you can see that God is able to use them.
我们感谢神应着神的恩典,
we thank the Lord that by his grace
神在那里得着这个人,
that he's able to obtain such a person,
应着Samuel的母亲Hannah的祷告,
that through Samuel's mother Hannah's prayer,
他能够从神得着这个儿子,
that from God she obtained this child to fulfill God's requirement. But from another perspective, we can see how is it that Samuel is able to be used by God? So how is it that this person was gradually used more and more by the Lord? This is something we need to see.
Because
we often say that whoever God has chosen, he has chosen. This is definitely God's sovereignty.
但是圣经也给我们看见说人家
but we can see that yes, we can be chosen by God,
神能够用着他,
and if God can use you,
也有他当父的一个责任,
God will entrust to you a burden.
所以你看见这个是平行的,
so this is very general.
你看见说这个事情是一起摆在那里是 parallel的, 是平行的,
we can see that these are parallel situations.
你看见说这个是我们两方面的注意的事情,
and so these are two areas that we need to pay attention to.
我们一面看见神的主权,
on one hand we see God's authority,
神的恩典与信实,
and his grace and his truth.
也另外一方面也要看见我们的学习,
on the other hand we see our learning before him.
我们到底怎么在神面前的那种的生活学习和表现,
what kind of life and learning do we have before the Lord?
Samuel
learned his lessons before the Lord.
他在哪里学习侍奉神,
he learned to serve the Lord.
你看见他是个怎么样学习的一种的情形呢?
What was it that he learned from the Lord?
圣经从这个幼年的时候就给我们看见撒母耳的心是怎么样的心。
And so that even at his young age, what kind of heart did he possess?
当他在圣殿的里面,
then when he was in the
他在那里慢慢长大,
temple, and then he was growing for the Lord.
圣经说他在耶和华面前慢慢地长大。
It says in the Bible that he grew before the Lord.
他在这个长大的过程的里面,
and that in the process of his growth,
他安息在神所量给他的环境的当中。
He rested in the conditions that God placed him in.
侍奉, 他怎么侍奉?
And as he served in tabernacle, how was he serving?
按照他在那里学习侍奉,
and as he was learning how to serve,
他就是学习做一个祭司,
he learned how to be a priest.
他的母亲每一年就把一个祭司的衣服来做给他穿,
and his mother would give him a linen ephod every year.
每一年都给他一个衣服着,
and every year he'd give him an ephod.
他就在那学习侍奉,
and so he would learn how to serve.
他要被训练成为一个祭司,
and so then he would be trained to be a priest.
用换句话说, 要训练来侍奉神,
it's by training that we can serve God.
那怎么样侍奉呢?
So how do we serve?
他在那做什么呢?
So what was he doing?
我们都知道祭司在圣殿里面有许多的工作,
and we know the different services that priests have.
神怎么样来帮助他呢?
But at that time, how did God help him?
他怎么样才能侍奉神?
How was he able to serve God?
他在那里做什么事情?
What was he doing there?
圣经只记载说撒母耳他在那管理开门关门的事情。
The Bible records that Samuel was taking care of opening and closing the doors.
就算你读到一个地步,他那天睡觉了,早晨起来圣经说,他就起来把门打,电门打开了。
The Bible says that once he awoke, he would open up the doors of the tabernacle.
这个就是撒母耳当时的责任。
And so that was the responsibility of Samuel.
哎呀,他就在那开门。
And so he would open the doors and close the doors.
而且这样子的服侍, 圣经没有告诉我们说他是服侍到哪一个年龄。
It does not tell us that he served until a certain age.
因为如果你从历史来算一算时间的话,
but if you calculate from history,
从神那一夜对他说的话, 一直到他长大了这段时间有相当一段的时间,
it's from the time that God spoke to him as a child to the time that he was old.
差不多有十年到十几年的时间是隐藏下来了,
and about 10 plus years he was hidden before the Lord.
没有记载一点他的那一种在神面前一种的表现,
it does not record what else that he does for the Lord,
他在那里侍奉着什么东西,
or what else that he served him.
但是在这之前你就看见说他在那里侍奉是什么呢?
But you can see what he was serving in.
那就是管理殿的门.
That was to take care of the doors of the temple.
我以为说他在那里也管理这种点灯的事情,
and I thought maybe he lit the lamps.
但似乎又好像圣经没有这样记载.
But yet it was not recorded in the Bible.
那最低限度你能够抓准的就是他就是管理门的。
But the key thing is he was the doorkeeper.
他就在这个小的事情上面,
then these little things,
他忠心在那里侍奉神,
he was faithfully serving for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
oh brothers and sisters,
这个事情是一件人看来微不足道的小的不能叫小的事情,
this seems to be a very small matter.
但是你看见这个人他慢慢长大他就忠心在做这样子的事情,
but you see as he grew before the Lord, he faithfully served in this area.
这个是一件人看不重要的事,
this is something that others may think unworthy.
如果活在神面前活得正确的话,
but if a person is living correctly with the Lord,
这件事情就是一件重要的侍奉,
then they will see it as an important service.
为什么这样说呢?
Why would I say this?
因为虽然你看关门开门一点都不重要,
because if you deem opening and closing doors as not important,
如果那天早晨他睡得太迟了,
but if that day that he slept too late,
他忘记开门,
they forgot to open the door,
那么人来到圣殿那里, 来到会幕那里, 要去这个献祭, 人就不得其门而入, 不能进去了。
So when the people come to the tabernacle, they cannot go in,
因为管门的事就在撒母耳的身上,
because the doorkeeping responsibility is upon Samuel. If he is not faithful,
人就没有办法来侍奉神了,
then people cannot come and serve the Lord.
所以你看见这事情重要,
so is this important or not?
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹们,
oh brothers and sisters,
重要与不重要的侍奉,
important and unimportant service,
不在乎外面能看是怎么样的一种的岗位,
it's not based on our external view of what it is.
乃重要的乃是你这个心在神面前是不是忠心,
but the important thing is your heart before the Lord faithful.
弟兄姊妹们。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
神今天把一些工作量给我们。
That God has measured out some work for us.
可能不过是一件小事。
Perhaps it is a little matter.
但是你能不能够在小事上面忠心？
But are you able to be faithful in the small things?
我不知道这里谁管门的。
I do not know who takes care of the door.
每个主日是谁要第一个来开门？
Or every Sunday, who is the first one to open the door?
如果你是专门管门的话，那你责任非常重要。
But if you take care of the door, your responsibility is great.
如果你睡迟一点，大家在门口要等了。
If you sleep a little bit later, then everyone will wait at the door.
我们也许觉得说那无所谓，等就等嘛。
And some of us may think, oh, just wait a little bit.
十五分钟、十分钟开始也没有太大问题嘛。
Five or ten minutes later to start, it's not a big deal.
外面看来好像没有太大问题。
On the outside, it seems like there's not a great deal.
但是在神面前，这叫做不忠心。
But before the Lord, this is called being unfaithful.
这足以影响我们往后被神所使用。
And that this would affect in the future when God would use us.
你看这个是非常的学习。
This is a very important lesson.
他是在神面前忠心的一个仆人。
That before God, he was a faithful servant.
在小事上忠心。
That he was faithful in the small things.
就是因为在小事上忠心。
And it's because that he's faithful in the small things.
在最微的事情上面忠心。
And that he did this in the first place.
神能够把更大的托付给他。
That God was able to give him a greater entrustment.
圣经在新约里面主耶稣的比喻不是告诉我们吗？
And doesn't the parables in the New Testament tell us?
如果在小事上不忠心，谁把更大的事托付给你呢？
If you're not faithful in small things, how can greater things be entrusted to you?
这个是一件我们的考验。
This is really a testing.
你看见当日以利沙跟随以利亚。
And so you can see that Elisha that day when he followed Elijah.
以利沙跟随以利亚到一个地步，人怎么形容以利沙呢？
And so when Elisha was following Elijah, how did people describe him?
当日以利沙跟随以利亚的时候
When Elisha was following Elijah,
圣经形容他是在以利亚面前做一个中文翻译做服侍的人
It's described in the Chinese version that he was a man that served.
那个小子说倒水的人
And he
倒水在手上的人
Who poured water on someone's hands.
那意思就是他是以利亚什么时候要洗手的话他就把水倒在他身上
This means that whenever Elijah needs to wash his hands that he would pour water on his hands.
这个是很低微的工作
This seems to be a very lowly job.
这个是个奴仆的工作
This is a slave job.
但是以利沙忠心的这样来做
But yet, Elisha was faithful to
the work. 做到个地步啊。
But yet, working to the same point.
等到以利亚过去了。
Until Elijah went up
to heaven. 被接升上去了。
And he was received up in heaven.
以利沙做先知了。
And that Elisha became the prophet.
人提起以利沙来的时候呢。
And when people see that Elisha was raised up.
人还来说，就是从前倒水在以利亚手上的那个人。
They described him as the man who used to pour water on Elijah's hands.
换句话说，人想起以利沙来的时候呢
？In other words, when people thought of Elisha,
人就想起他倒水服侍以利亚的那个故事来了。
They thought about the story of how he poured water on Elijah's hands.
我常说，这个人倒水倒得出名去了。
I believe that he became famous through pouring water on
his hands.
Because he was truly faithful in the small things. Oh, brothers and sisters.
你读以利亚跟以利沙的故事,
when you read the story of Elijah and Elisha,
你发现以利沙到底从以利亚学了什么东西呢?
You discovered that what did Elisha learn?
表面上, 你看不见以利亚教导过什么给以利亚、以利沙。
From the surface, it seems like Elijah did not teach Elisha.
好像他不过跟。
It seems like he was just following.
但是他却在神面前忠心的学习。
But yet he faithfully learned his lessons before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要在这个时代里面被神所用。
Brothers and sisters, in this day and age, if we were to be used by God,
我们常常都以为说神如果要用我的话，
and we always think that if God is going to use us,
那一定是一鸣惊人的。
Then, oh, you must be a very great person.
马上很多人都懂得了，都晓得了。
And then a lot of people will want to.
哎呀，除非我不站讲台，我一站讲台，整个温哥华都复兴了。
And oh, if it's not me standing in pulpit, if I do, then the whole Vancouver will be in the revival.
可能。
Perhaps.
但是如果你没有前面的学习，就不可能。
But if you do not have the learning before that, then it is not possible.
你看看。一个替神说话的人
You can see that a person speaks for God.
耶和华借着他所说话没有一句落空
That when Jehovah chose to speak through him, then none of his words fail.
是因为什么
Why is it?
因为他曾经是个忠心侍奉的人
Because he was a faithful servant before the Lord.
在什么地方忠心
In what other areas was he faithful?
在小事情上面忠心
He was faithful in the small things.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个是我们的挑战
This is our challenge.
这个是我们所需要学习的功课.
This is a lesson we need to learn.
第二方面你看见以利, 这个撒母耳怎么长大呢?
In another area, how does Samuel grow?
他在神面前侍奉神.
He served before the Lord.
神把他放在以利的面前.
God placed him before Eli.
哎呀, 他在以利面前学习.
And so he was learning before Eli.
他在那里侍奉神.
And he was serving God. And he was learning a lesson.
那就是在神的面前学一个听话的人.
It's learned to be an obedient person for the Lord.
怎么听话呢?
How was he obedient?
听谁的话呢?
Who was he obedient to?
当然应当听神的话,
of course, you have to listen to God.
但是在神向他说话以前,
but before God spoke to him,
那神要他学习听话,
God wanted him to learn how to listen.
是学习听人的话,
it's to listen to man's words.
是不是?
Is that not so?
你看见以利那一天晚上, 他在睡觉,
one day when Eli was sleeping,
哎呀, 这个撒母耳也在那睡觉,
and the Samuel was also sleeping.
但是神来呼唤撒母耳,
but yet God came to call Samuel.
他说撒母耳撒母耳,
and so he said, Samuel, Samuel.
他有什么反应呢?
And so what was his response?
他那个时候还没有从来没听见过神的声音了当然,
he had never heard God's voice before.
他马上就起来,
and so he rose up immediately.
非常警醒,
he's very alert.
他就跑到以利那里去说,
and so he runs to Eli.
你叫我,
and he says, did you call
我在这里啊,
me? I'm here.
哎呀, 以利, 大概蒙蒙松松就起来了,
and so Eli very woozy woke up.
我没有叫你啊,
he said, well, I didn't call you.
哎呀, 如果以利这样子告诉你, 你当然就回去了, 对不对?
And if Eli told you that, would you not return?
你回去睡觉,
and so you go back
and sleep.
After a little bit,
Samuel, Samuel,
you can hear Samuel, Samuel.
你怎么样?
And so, how would you respond?
刚才又说没有叫我, 现在又叫我.
It was earlier you said you didn't call me, but now you call me?
是真的是假的?
Is it true or false?
你一定稍微等一等, 对不对?
You would, of course, wait a little.
可能你怀疑一下.
Perhaps you're suspicious.
好, 我再去,
and so you go, okay, I'll ask again.
你叫我吗?
Did you call me?
我没有叫你.
He said, no, I didn't.
你回去睡觉好了.
Go back and sleep.
第三次又是同样的事情发生,
the third time the same thing happened.
你起不起来?
Would you get up?
是我, 我就不起来了.
If it's me, I wouldn't get up.
这老人家常常晚上睡觉发梦,
and oh, these old people always dreaming at night.
哎呀, 他真是自己发了梦都忘记掉.
And he probably was dreaming and forgot.
哎呀, 到求神叫我老的时候不要像他一样.
And so when I'm old, hopefully I won't be like,
哎呀, 我睡我的觉算了.
Oh, then whatever.
但是你看撒母耳不是这样子,
but you can see that Samuel wasn't such a person.
他又马上又起来,
immediately he rose up.
他又问以利说,
and he went and asked Eli,
你叫我吗?
Did you call me?
我在这里.
And he says, I am here.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹们,
oh, brothers and sisters,
你看见这就是撒母耳,
you can see that this is Samuel.
撒母耳在没有听见神的话之前,
that before Samuel ever heard the Lord's voice,
他学的功课是什么功课呢?
What lesson did he learn?
先听人的话,
is to listen to the words of others.
先学习顺服在人的权下,
is to learn to submit under the authority of men.
神既然量给我在这样子一个人的手下,
and so if God has placed me under this person,
我就好好学我应学的功课,
that I need to learn the lessons that I ought to learn.
是不是?
Right?
你看见神为什么用他呢?
So how did God use him?
就是因为他学了这个美好的功课,
it's because he has learned this wonderful lesson.
我们都盼望神向我们说话,
we hope that the Lord will also speak to us.
但是我们没有学一个功课, 就学先听人的话,
but we have not yet learned the lesson that we need to first listen to the words of men.
我们说, 我们都会听啊,
and we said, well, we know our lesson.
我们看见常常很多年轻人都会跑去, 找年长的弟兄交通啊,
and we can see that a lot of young brothers and sisters will go and talk to more elderly
brothers and
sisters. So when you talk to the older brothers and sisters,
当然是非常有名望的, 对不对?
Of course, someone who can really see, someone who is very great,
当然是非常叫你觉得敬佩的,
someone that you really respect.
哎呀, 平常和你在一起的呢, 哎, 不要找他,
of course, those around you, you probably don't want to look for them.
这是我们平常的情形,
this is our natural inclination. But you can see that God has not called us to learn this lesson. That God wants us to learn the lesson of growing.
那先学会神所量给你的环境的里面,
it's to first learn the lessons within the circumstances he has given us.
你来顺服于这个的环境,
that you need to submit under circumstances you are under. And that you have to submit under someone such as Eli who is in his poor spiritual condition. And then when you learn this lesson, then God can help you. Then God can speak to you. But at the same time, but even though old Eli was so confused, and because he had not heard God's word for so long, because the Lord's word was rare in those days, and so then when God spoke to Eli, he would not get up.
三次了以后,
3 times,
哎,他才说, 不是我讲,
then he realized it's not me, then it must be God.
所以他才对Samuel说,
and so as a result, he taught Samuel, said, if the Lord called you again,
你就在神面前说, 你就说我在这里,
then you need to say to God, speak for your servant here.
哎呀,神就以利提醒, 帮助这Samuel,
and that God, through Eli's reminder, was able to help Samuel.
如果Samuel他回去睡觉,不管他,
if Samuel did not pay heed to what Eli said, then nothing would have happened after that. But we thank God. You can see that Samuel was used before the Lord. It's because he first learned to obey men. That after he learned this, then God was able to give word to people. And as we come before the Lord, we need to grow before him. We need to learn our lessons in our circumstances. To learn to listen to man's word. That when God places in these circumstances, that if our hearts are and attitudes are correct before the Lord,
那么我们在那学习的话,
then when we come to learn this,
我们听这个话,
and when we hear this word,
我们在神面前就蒙恩典,
then we will receive grace from God. Even at this time, there is nothing that causes us to be very excited. But if we are humble before the Lord, and if we are like Samuel, then you can see that God can use you. The third point is that the growth of Samuel before the Lord, he is one who is faithful and placed himself continually in service before the Lord. And so when Samuel came for the tabernacle, and you can see that the Bible says that his mother had offered him up to the Lord, and that every year she went to see him once, that she had offered him up to the Lord.
这个奉献,这个故事,
this story of offering
很清楚地告诉 Samuel,
clearly tells Samuel,
因为他在那个时候他做祭司他是做一个拿细耳人从那里开始的
because as he was being a priest he was a Nazarite
我们知道圣经里面拿细耳人是甘心在那里奉献给神的
and we know that Nazarites are those who are serving the Lord
这个是撒母耳他的故事
and this was the story of Samuel
他的母亲答应神他的儿子忠心在神的面前终身在神的面前在那里来侍立在神的面前
his mother was willing that Samuel for all his life would serve God
他就是做一个拿细耳人
and he was a Nazarite
拿细耳人有条件
and there's conditions to a Nazarite
第一件事情就是要留长头发
the first thing you need to let your hair grow long
第二件事情就不能喝葡萄做的那些酒 或者是葡萄的物件
next you could not touch anything from the fruit of the vine
第三件事情就不能摸死的那个尸体
third you could not defile yourself with the carcasses
这个时候必须守住的
this was something that you need to keep
而这件事情如果有点破坏
and if there was any of the things that he failed in
他需要从头的开始
then he needs to start again
而且他的这个侍奉就
or this service he cannot continue.
但是你看见这个Samuel他一直在神面前成长,
but we can see that Samuel continually grew before the Lord
直到神对他说话,
until God spoke to him.
换句话说,
in other words, he knew that he was one that was consecrated to God. And so he kept this matter of consecration. And so he lived a consecrated life.
在神面前长大,
that he grew before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要侍奉主,
we need to serve the Lord.
我们需要把自己献上,
we need to offer ourselves up.
这是保罗所提醒我们的,
this is like Paul reminds us.
我们要将身体献上当作活祭,
we need to offer our bodies up as a living sacrifice.
我们在这样子侍奉神,
and when we serve the Lord this
如果我们把自己奉献给神,
way, if we offer ourselves to God,
那我们才能够有侍奉,
then we can then be able to serve.
但是这个奉献,
but this service
并不是一时的感动,
is not just a one-time moving.
这个奉献是一生的事情,
it is a lifetime thing.
这个奉献呢是持续下去的,
and this is a consecration that is continuous.
今天我们是不是一种这样的生活?
And so are we living this kind of life today?
我们是不是被感动把自己奉献给神?
Are we moved so that we will offer ourselves to the Lord?
知道说我们应当是奉献给神,
knowing that we need to be consecrated to the Lord.
然后我们把自己交给神,
and then we place ourselves before the Lord.
我们持续在奉献的生活的当中,
and we live in a life of service.
把自己分别出来,
that we are separated,
忠心活在神面前,
and that we live faithfully before the Lord.
如果是这样子的话,
if that is so,
那我们就能够被神所使用,
then we are able to be used by God.
恐怕许多时候我们奉献的生活没有坚持,
unfortunately, many times we are not consistent in our service
before
the Lord. Therefore, we cannot truly serve the Lord well.
如果我一个人奉献没有坚持下去,
if I do not stay consistent in my consecration before the Lord,
他就没有办法被神所使用,
then you are unable to be used by God.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank the Lord.
你看见撒母耳在神的面前,
you can see Samuel before the Lord.
他知道他是一个奉献给神的人,
he knew that he was one consecrated before the Lord.
他就学习, 忠心这样子活在神面前,
and he learned to faithfully walk before the Lord.
他把自己奉献给神,
and he offered himself up to the Lord.
他母亲开始把他奉献,
and his mother started by offering him up.
他持守在这奉献的生活的当中,
and he guarded this life of consecration.
知道说我是个被分别出来的人,
knowing that he is one who is called out.
不属于这个世界,
and he does not belong to this world.
我属于神,
that he belongs to God.
我好好活在神的面前,
that he lives in the right way before God.
你看见用着这个奉献,
and you can see that through this offering,
分别他的自己,
that he has separated himself.
虽然那个环境非常糟糕,
even though the circumstances are very chaotic,
哎呀, 以利两个儿子实在没有好的榜样,
and when Eli's sons were not good examples at all,
但是他一点没有受颠染,
but yet he was not affected by that.
他保守他的自己,
he kept himself.
他分别为圣,
he was separated for God.
他不像这些人一样,
he is not like these other people.
用今天的话说,
in today's words, he did not go in the ways of the world.
而他忠心清洁地在神面前生活,
he lived a holy life before God.
哎呀, 所以神能够用着他,
and so you can see that God was able to use him.
当我们在那跟随主的时候,
and as we follow God,
我们盼望主能够用我们,
we pray that God will be able to use us.
我们需要学的功课,
that the lessons we need to learn,
需要保守我们自己在神的面前,
that he will keep us before God.
让我们蒙神自己的怜悯,
so that God will give us mercy,
可以在神面前被神所使用,
so that we can be used before God.
并且你也看见说,
and furthermore, to see,
撒母耳是从祷告而来的,
that Samuel came through travailing prayer,
他也被教导这个祷告的人,
and he was taught by someone who prayed.
所以你读圣经, 你发现撒母耳常常祷告,
and you can see, so Samuel would often pray,
为着神的百姓祷告,
for God's people he would pray,
坚持他的祷告,
and he would be consistent, 哎呀, in his prayers,
因着他隐藏的祷告生活,
and because of his hidden life of prayer,
这个约柜在基利耶利20年,
and that the ark was in Kirjath-Jearim for 20 plus years.
圣经说以色列全家都倾向耶和华,
and so that many people had turned away from Jehovah.
这个当然发生了一些故事,
and so it was at that time.
但是你看见说在这些日子里面,
and you see that during these days,
撒母耳好像没有外面做什么工作,
and that Samuel did not seem to do any outward work.
但是他的祷告,
but he prayed,
影响了神的百姓,
and his prayers influenced the people of God.
神在那工作,
and so God was working.
并且你看见应着他的祷告,
and you can see furthermore that through his prayer,
他胜了非利士人,
that they were able to be victorious over the Philistines.
他们也被转动向了神,
and they were turned towards God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能够被神用呢?
How can we be used by God?
你在神面前的生活,
that your life before the Lord,
是赐福我们有多少祷告的生活,
it is that you need to be a prayerful person.
有多少重视神所需要我们来做敬祷告的事,
How much have you deemed as important before the Lord?
如果我们有够多的祷告,
if we have more prayer,
我们要祷告上有美好的学习,
and if we learn these precious lessons from our prayers, then you can see that we will be used by God, and you will be able to serve God's church. We thank the Lord that because Samuel is raised up by the Lord, and you can see that there's a turning point among God's people, and it's because of Samuel that God brought a kingdom among his people, and through Samuel King David was established. So we thank God that the life of Samuel, before God, we have this wonderful example. And so we need, as young people, especially to young people, that we would have these reminders and lessons, that if we are faithful before the Lord, if we are faithful in God's environment, and if we live a consecrated life, and we live a prayerful life before God, then you can see that God is able to use us, that God is able to lift us up again, and it's so that we can come and turn back
to
him. In the past, how God obtained these people, and today God is waiting to obtain these people. May God help us. May we learn together that we will receive grace together. Let's pray. We thank our Lord to place these words in us. We pray that the Holy Spirit will remind us that from your servant we will have this precious lesson. We admit that we are always shortchanging you, Lord, and we don't learn enough. We pray that you'll turn our hearts around, Lord, that we'll be faithful in the small things, that we'll be faithful in our circumstances, that we would more offer ourselves to you, that we would have a good relationship with you,
and
then be a faithful praying person, and you bless your church. May you raise up more young people. May you obtain us. In Jesus' name, amen.